पाबंद हम सब लोग हो जाए शरीयत के मजे लूटा करे दिन रात दुनिया ही में जन्नत के अगर पाबंद हम सब लोग हो जाए शरीयत के मजे लूटा करे दिन रात दुनिया ही में जन्नत के किताबुल्लाह और सुन्नत पे आमिल अब तो हो जाओ किताबुल्लाह और सुन्नत पे आमिल अब तो हो जाओ यही है बस यही है सामान कुर्बत के यही है बस यही है दोस्तो सामान कुर्बत के इलाही जल्द वो दिन दिखा हम गम नसीबों को इलाही जल्द वो दिन तो दिखा हम गम नसीबों को निशान बाकी न रह जाए कहीं फिस को दलालत के निशान बाकी न रह जाए कहीं फिस को दलालत के वही अल्लाह वाले हैं मोहम्मद के शैदाई सल्लल्लाहु अलैहि वसल्लम वही अल्लाह वाले हैं मोहम्मद के शैदाई फिदाई है दिलो जा से जो आईने मोहब्बत के फिदाई है दिलो जा से जो आईने मोहब्बत के मजा क्या आएगा उनको भला लज़्ज़ात फानी में मजा क्या आएगा उनको भला लज़्ज़ात फानी में مزے جو لوٹتے رہتے ہے قرآن کی تلاوت کے، مزے جو لوٹتے رہتے ہے قرآن کی تلاوت کے، میں خود کہتا نہیں قرآن کہتا ہے مسلمانوں، میں خود کہتا نہیں قرآن کہتا ہے مسلمانوں، تم ہی وارث ہو دنیا کے، تم ہی وارث ہو جنت کے، تم ہی وارث ہو دنیا کے، تم ہی وارث ہو جنت کے، یہ گلزار محبت ہے خزاں اس میں نہ آئے گی، یہ گلزار محبت ہے خزاں اس میں نہ آئے گی، نمونے لاکھ دکھلائے کوئی اپنی شقاوت کے، نمونے لاکھ دکھلائے کوئی اپنی شقاوت کے، بحمد اللہ نہا اشعار میں ہے مقصد اعلی، بحمد اللہ نہا اشعار میں ہے مقصد اعلی، مسلمانوں بنو پروان پھر شمع رسالت کے، مسلمانوں بنو پروان پھر شمع رسالت کے، تسلی ہم گنہگاروں کو حاصل ہو گئی احمد، تسلی ہم گنہگاروں کو حاصل ہو گئی احمد، بجا دیں گے جہنم کو یہ آنسو ہے ندامت کے، بجا دیں گے جہنم کو یہ آنسو ہے ندامت کے، تم ہی وارث ہو دنیا کے، تم ہی وارث ہو جنت کے،
I'd just like to mention a few words. When we look into the life of the Salaf al-Salihin, into the life of the pious predecessors, then we'll find that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala took immense work of deen from them. And that is why till today we remember their names. One example is the example of Imam Nawawi rahmatullahi alayhi. That Imam Nawawi rahimahullah, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala gave Imam Nawawi rahimahullah roughly 45 years in this dunya. But he done that work and he made such effort and he done the khidmah and the service of deen to such an extent that till today we are benefiting from Imam Nawawi rahimahullah and his ulum and his greatness from his ilm. So this is one of the features of the pious predecessors, that they left behind great legacies. We find in the Quran Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, Inna Ibrahim kana umma. That Ibrahim alayhi salam, one person, one Nabi of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, one Khalil of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, he done the work of as though a whole nation, the work that Ibrahim alayhi salam, he done the work not of one person, not of two people, the work of a nation. So this is one of the qualities of the pious predecessors. And my dear respected brothers, without much exaggeration, especially those brothers who are aware of our respected Shaykh Hafidhahullah, we will find that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has taken immense work from our respected Shaykh Hafidhahullah. You know, just a brief overview of the things that, alhamdulillah, the khidmat and the service which Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is taking from our respected Shaykh Hafidhahullah, that is enough for us to understand that this is a very close servant of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and we should make and take as much benefit as possible. Hazrat Walad Ahmad Barakatuh, he moved to Leicester in 1991, and from there onwards the academy was established, the Islamic Da'wah Academy was established, and our respected Hazrat Ahmad Barakatuh, he started many, many different things. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala gave him this ability, this tawfiq, this himmah, this strength to begin different avenues of working in the youth, by beginning the durus of the Quran in the masjid, by having monthly programs, by having a yearly conference. And similarly, one very great achievement of our respected Shaykh Hafidhahullah is the Riyadul Jannah, of which our respected Shaykh Hafidhahullah is the chief editor. It is an Islamic magazine which comes out on a monthly basis, and this has been running through the grace of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala for nearly 27 years, my dear respected brothers. An Islamic magazine in the English language for 27 years, this is a great favor of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and a great blessing of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and it is people all over the world are subscribed to it. People are benefiting from it throughout the whole world. Another one of the great khidmat and the services which Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is taking is with regards to the books on Hajj and Umrah. You know, these are those books which are widely acclaimed. Those people who go for Hajj, those people who go for Umrah, you know, they will be aware that these kitabs, these guides, these manuals on how to perform Hajj, how to perform Umrah, you will find that hundreds and thousands of people are benefiting from this. And likewise, my respected friends, my dear brothers, my dear listeners, we find that in the line of connecting Allah subhanahu, connecting the servants of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, again, monthly programs, weekly programs, the durus of Quran, this whole 24/7, 24 hours of the day, 7 days a week, this one burning desire of our respected Shaykh Hafidhahullah, and that is how does the creation connect themselves back to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala? How does the creation rejoin Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala? How do the people, how do the masses become one with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala? One of the verses in the couplets were that a person, he becomes paband shari'at. A person, he brings the full commands and sharia into his life. This is how he attains the eternal pleasure of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And without exaggeration, you can say that this is the goal of our respected Hazrat Hafidhahullah, Damat Barakatuhum. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala lengthen his life and his shadow over us. And may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala give each and every single one of us the ability to take benefit. There is something for all of us. Hazrat Walad Damat Barakatuhum is situated in Leicester, but the programs are relayed over the internet on a weekly basis. The programs are relayed on a monthly basis. You know, the literatures of our respected Hazrat Hafidhahullah, the books in English, there are books in Urdu, There are books in different languages. There are small leaflets and pamphlets. For each and every single one of us, my dear respected brothers, in some form or another, we can take benefit from this. And if we take benefit from this, my dear respected listeners, we will find ourselves connecting more to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So I would not like to take any of the time anymore. I would like to request everyone that they listen extremely attentively and they make intention that whatever advice is and whatever wisdom is imparted to us, we bring into our lives. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala give us the ability.
Alhamdulillah. الحمد لله نحمده ونستعينه ونستغفره ونؤمن به ونتوكل عليه ونعوذ بالله من شرور أنفسنا ومن سيئات أعمالنا من يهده الله فلا مضل له ومن يضلله فلا هادي له ونشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له ونشهد أن سيدنا ونبينا ومولانا محمدا عبده ورسوله صلى الله تعالى عليه وعلى آله وأصحابه وبارك وسلم تسليما كثيرا كثيرا أما بعد فقال رسول الله صلى الله عليه وآله وسلم سبعة يذلهم الله في ظله يوم لا ظل إلا ظله وفيه رجلان تحابا في الله اجتمع عليه وتفرق عليه أو كما قال صلى الله عليه وآله وسلم رب اشرح لي صدري ويسر لي أمري واحلل عقدة من لساني يفقه قولي سبحانك لا علم لنا إلا ما علمتنا إنك أنت العليم الحكيم اللهم انفعنا بما علمتنا وعلمنا ما ينفعنا إن الله وملائكته يصلون على النبي يا أيها الذين آمنوا صلوا عليه وسلموا تسليما اللهم صل وسلم وبارك على سيدنا ومولانا محمد وعلى آله وأصحابه وأتباعه وأزواجه وذرياته Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala through His infinite grace and mercy enlightened our hearts with the noor of Iman. And as a result, in the eyes of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, we are believers. We are al-mu'minun, those who believe. Those who believe in everything that was revealed by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to His final Nabi, final Rasul, Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wa sallam. And as soon as we believe in everything that our Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wa sallam has conveyed to us from the depths of our hearts without a shadow of doubt, and thereafter we proclaim and we say أشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وأشهد أن محمدا عبده ورسوله. I bear witness that there is no one worthy of worship except Allah, and I bear witness that Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wa sallam is his servant and his Rasul. As soon as we proclaim this, we become a member of this very large family which is known as the Ummah. And this is the greatest favor that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala bestows upon any human, that he is able to recognize the truth, he is able to proclaim the truth, and he is included in this large family, the Ummah. He becomes an individual of this Ummah, he becomes an individual of this brotherhood, this Imani brotherhood, this Islami brotherhood. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, innamal mu'minuna ikhwa. The believers are brothers. They are Imani brothers. They are brothers on the basis of their Iman. They are sisters on the basis of their Iman. They are brothers and sisters on the basis of their Iman. Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wa sallam says, Al-Muslimu akhul Muslim. A believer who submits to the will of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is the brother of another believer who submits to the will of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And because they are brothers, they always assist each other. They always help each other. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wa sallam says, La yadhlimuhu. A believer is the brother of another believer. A Muslim is a brother of another Muslim. La yadhlimuhu. And because they are brothers, they do not oppress each other. La yadhlimuhu. Wala yahkiruhu. And because they are brothers, they do not look down upon each other. Wala yakhdhuluhu. And because they are brothers, they always help each other. Wala yuslimuhu. And because they are brothers, one will not hand the other over to the enemy. Wala yakhunuhu. And because they are brothers, one will not betray the other. Wala yakzibuhu. And because they are brothers, one will not lie to the other. Because they are brothers. They are brothers for the pleasure of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. They have become brothers as a result of their belief, Iman, which is the most precious ni'mat that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has granted to us. And Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wa sallam has exhorted all his believers, all his followers. He has exhorted the whole Ummah. And he has said, La tabaghazu. Do not hate each other. La tabaghazu. Do not hate each other because you are brothers. And one brother does not hate the other. La tabaghazu. La tadabaru. Do not show your backs to each other. That means do not turn your faces away from each other. When you meet each other, when you see a brother coming towards you, then do not turn your face away from him. Do not turn your back away from him. Because you have rancor in your heart for him. Because you have hatred in your heart for him. Because you have malice in your heart for him. Because you are jealous of his progress. Do not turn your faces away. Do not turn your backs towards him. No. Greet him. And greet him with a smiling face. Inna minal ma'roof an talqa akhaka biwajihin taliq. This is also a good deed. That when you meet your Muslim brother, you meet him with a happy countenance, with a smiling face. With a smiling face. And thereafter, you say, Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuhu. You pray for him. You say, may the peace of Allah be upon you. May the mercy of Allah be upon you. And may the special blessings of Allah be upon you. May salam be upon you, salamati, safety. And may rahmat, mercy, rahmat of Allah be upon you. May blessings, barakat of Allah be upon you. La tadabaru. When you meet each other, don't turn your faces away from each other. Meet each other. Even if there is something in the heart which should not be there, even if there is malice, even if there is pride, why should I meet him? Why should I greet him? I belong to the high society. I am superior, he is inferior. Why should I greet him? I don't like him, I dislike him. I despise him. Even then, meet him with a happy countenance, pretend to feel happy. And even without desiring, say Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuhu. Because this action and this amal of yours will remove the rancor and the filth of hate that is in your heart, and it will purify your heart. La tabagazu, do not hate each other. La tadabaru, do not turn your faces away from each other. La tanajashu, do not deceive each other. Do not deceive each other. Wakunu ibadallahi ikhwana. And O the servants of Allah, be brothers. Remain as brothers. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, through the barakah of this iman, has made us brothers. It is only Allah who has made us brothers. If I am an Arab and if I see a non-Arab, whether I like it or not, he is my brother. And if I am handsome and if I see somebody who is not so handsome, whether I like it or not, he is my brother. And if I am knowledgeable, and if I see somebody who does not have knowledge, who is ignorant, whether I like it or not, he is my brother. And I despise someone, but he has iman. I despise him, but according to the decree of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, he is my brother, I have to like him. I am superior, he is inferior. Whether I like it or not, I have to love him because he is my brother. I cannot hate him. I cannot despise him. I cannot dislike him. I need to be in his support all the time. I need to conceal his faults. Man satara musliman satarahu Allahu yawm al-qiyamah. One who conceals the faults of his Muslim brother, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will conceal his faults on the day of qiyamah. That is how much reward Allah has promised. Because Allah desires that we live as brothers. We live as brothers. A Muslim does not disclose the fault of his brother, he conceals his fault. Al-Muslimu mir'atul Muslim. A Muslim is a mirror for his Muslim brother. And what does the mirror do? The mirror very quietly points out the fault. He does not make announcements. Very quietly. When we stand in front of the mirror, and if there is dirt on our face, the mirror tells us only. The mirror does not let anybody else know. The mirror speaks to us only, silently. He points out our fault. And if after us somebody else stands in front of the mirror will not say, Salim was here a few minutes ago and I have pointed out this fault in him. No. The mirror remains silent. The remain conceals the faults. So a Muslim should behave like a mirror. And when the mirror sees a fault in us, then the mirror points out the fault, but at the same time the mirror also points out the good qualities in us. So the mirror says, your clothes are very nice, your beard is very nice, your eyes are very nice, this is very nice, that is very nice, just clean the filthy dirt that is on your cheek. So the mirror praises our qualities also. So similarly, a Muslim when pointing out the fault of another Muslim should also mention his qualities, that brother, mashallah, you have this quality, you have this quality, you have this quality. I feel embarrassed to tell you, but because I am your brother and I want people to admire you and I want people to love you, there is one slight mistake you are making. If you can just rectify that mistake, please don't feel offended. I am your well-wisher. Man satara Musliman, one who conceals the fault of a Muslim, satarahu Allah yawm al qiyamah. Allah will conceal his faults on the day of Qiyamah. وَمَنْ نَفَّسَ عَنْ مُؤْمِنٍ كُرْبَةً مِنْ كُرَبِ الدُّنْيَا نَفَّسَ اللَّهُ عَنْهُ كُرْبَةً مِنْ كُرَبِ يَوْمِ الْقِيَامَةِ. One who removes a difficulty of his Muslim brother, then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will remove a difficulty from his difficulties of the day of Qiyamah. مَنْ كَانَ فِي حَاجَةِ أَخِيهِ فَاللَّهُ فِي حَاجَتِهِ. One who strives to fulfill a need of his brother, as a result Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will assist him in fulfilling his need. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has made us brothers. And brothers do not hate each other. Brothers love each other. Brothers do not feel jealous. Brothers do not feel jealous of each other. They feel happy when they see the progress of one another. Iyaka wal hasad, stay away from hasad, stay away from jealousy. La tahasadu, do not be jealous of each other. Iyaka wal hasad, stay away from jealousy. Jealousy is very dangerous. Fainnal hasada ya'kulu al hasanat kama ta'kulu an-naru al-hatab. Jealousy eats away your good deeds just as fire burns away dry wood. Just as fire burns away dry wood in seconds, in minutes. Similarly, those people who entertain hasad and jealousy in their hearts for their Muslim brother, all their good deeds are wiped out. Those people who feel jealous as a result of the progress of their brother, of their sister, Muslim brother, Muslim sister, Mu'min brother, Mu'min sister, then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will punish him in the fire of Jahannam. He will burn in the fire of Jahannam. But before the fire of Jahannam, he will burn in this very world. He will burn. His heart will always remain burning because he will see the progress of his brother. We need to learn to entertain happiness when we see the progress of our Muslim brothers. If we learn to do this, if we habituate our heart to do this, if we mold our hearts to do this, then our lives will be full of happiness. Whether we have any good or not. Because whenever we will see our Muslim brothers with goodies, we will become happy. That alhamdulillah, this brother of mine is very healthy. Alhamdulillah, this brother of mine is very wealthy. Alhamdulillah, this brother of mine has very pious and obedient children. Alhamdulillah, this brother of mine has lot of honor. Everybody respects him. Alhamdulillah. But if we don't purify our hearts and if jealousy remains our hearts, then we will burn throughout 24 hours, throughout the 7 days of the week, throughout the 365 days of the year. Why? Because when we will see this brother with honor, we will burn. When we will see this brother with wealth, we will burn. We will burn, continue burning. So we will burn in this world and we will burn in the hereafter also. And those people who feel jealous of their brothers, they are unhappy with the decree of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Practically they are saying, why did Allah give him honor? Why did Allah give him wealth? Why did Allah give him ilm? Hasad ki aag mein kyun jal rahe ho? Kafe afsos kyun mal rahe ho? Hazrat Maulana Muhammad Ahmad Partab Ghadi, rahimahullah ta'ala, a very pious saint. He was a poet also. He gives a very beautiful message in these two couplets. Hasad ki aag mein kyun jal rahe ho? Kafe afsos kyun mal rahe ho? Khuda ke faislon se kyun ho naraz? Hasad ki aag mein kyun jal? Why are you burning in the fire of hasad and jealousy? Why are you burning? Have mercy upon yourself. Begin to love your brothers and begin to appreciate and admire their good qualities and the blessings that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has given them. You will remain happy in this world and also in the hereafter. Hasad ki aag mein kyun jal rahe ho? Why are you burning in the fire of hasad? Kafe afsos kyun mal rahe ho? Why do you feel sorry that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has granted other people so many good things? Hasad ki aag mein kyun jal rahe ho? Kafe afsos kyun mal rahe ho? Khuda ke faislon se kyun ho naraz? Why are you unhappy with the decrees of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala? Hasad ki aag mein kyun jal rahe ho? Kafe afsos kyun mal rahe ho? Khuda ke faislon se kyun ho naraz? Jahannam ki taraf kyun chal rahe ho? Why are you walking on the path of Jahannam, towards Jahannam? Through this hasad, through this jealousy. Let us resolve today, my friends. Let us resolve. We have brothers. We have brothers on the basis of iman. And we have brothers on the basis of humanity. Brotherhood on the basis of humanity. Every human is our brother and sister. Every human. And our Sharia has laid down instructions, injunctions, that this is how you behave with your human brothers and sisters. And there is Imani brotherhood, Islami brotherhood. Sharia has laid down injunctions for this brotherhood also. This is how you behave with your Muslim brothers and sisters and your Imani brothers and sisters. Non-Muslims are also our brothers and sisters. Non-Muslims, they are also our brothers and sisters. And Muslims are also our brothers and sisters. But Muslims are more deserving of our attention because there are two relationships. We are human brothers and sisters and also Imani brothers and sisters. I have two cousins. One is cousin only and the other is cousin and also brother-in-law. So I will behave differently with both of them. It is human nature. Cousins, both cousins. As far as the first cousin is concerned, who is only a cousin, I will fulfill his rights 100%. And as far as the other cousin is concerned, because he is also brother-in-law, so I will fulfill his rights 100% and give him 10% extra also. So Islam does not say that you treat a Muslim 100% and a non-Muslim 90% or 80%. No. You treat a non-Muslim 100% because he is also your brother. She is also your sister. But as far as a Muslim is concerned, because there are two relationships, you treat him slightly more better. It is human nature. I will treat my father better than my uncle. It is human nature. That doesn't mean I dislike my uncle. Islam has instructed us to be good to Muslims and non-Muslims. Because, brothers, Islam has taught us to be just and fair with Muslims and non-Muslims. Islam has instructed us not to oppress both Muslims and non-Muslims. If a Muslim is hungry, feed him. If a non-Muslim is hungry, feed him. If a Muslim is in need, help him. If a non-Muslim is in need, help him. Let us resolve, my friends, that from today we will look after these both relationships, the human brotherhood and also Muslim brotherhood. We will learn from the teachings of our beloved Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam how we need to behave with both sectors of the ummah. Both sectors of the ummah. We need to love each other. We need to love each other. And as a result of this love, unity will come into existence. Where there is love, there will be unity. And where there is no love, no unity. If there is disunity amongst the ummah today, that means love is lacking. If there is disunity in a family, if there is disunity in a household, if there is disunity in a masjid, if there is disunity in a madrasa, if there is disunity in a movement, if there is disunity amongst friends, then that is a sign that love is missing. And if love is missing from the lives of Muslims, then in the eyes of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, this Muslim is not somebody who can be attributed to khair, who can be attributed to goodness. He is Muslim because he believes in everything. But if he does not have the ability to love and unite with others, and if he does not have the ability to unite others with him and to attract the love of others towards him, then from the hadith of our beloved Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam, we learn that this Muslim and this mu'min cannot be attributed to khair and goodness. Because Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam says, Al-mu'minu ma'alaf. Mu'min is the center of love and unity. Every mu'min, this is the sign of a mu'min, this is the sign of a believer, that he will be the center of love and unity. And what is the meaning of center of love and unity? He will love, he will unite with others, and he will unite others with him, and he will behave in such a way that he will attract the love of others also. So Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam further says that this is the sign of a believer, that he unites with others, he unites others with him, he loves others, and he attracts the love of others. وَلَا خَيْرَ فِيمَنْ لَا يَعْلَفْ وَلَا يُولَفْ. And there is no khair, there is no goodness in that person who is neither able to unite nor love, and who is neither able to attract other people to love him nor unite with him. Iqbal, the Dr. Iqbal, the poet of the East, he said, Manfaat ek hai is qaum ki, nuksan bhi ek. Manfaat ek hai is qaum ki, nuksan bhi ek. This ummah, this qaum, this ummah, this nation is one. We are one, we believe in one Allah. Our Allah is one, our deen is one. Our Kaaba and Qibla is one, our Haram is one. Our Quran, the book of guidance, is one. Our Nabi and our Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is one. If all these great things are one, and we belong to all these things, and all these things belong to us, then we should also be one. And if we should be one, then our loss is one and our profit is one. That means if I make a loss, you should feel hurt. Our Muslim brother has made a loss. If my blood brother makes a loss, I will feel hurt. That my younger brother has made a loss. My older brother has made a loss. If a person's niece is divorced, he feels hurt. My brother's daughter has been divorced. He is my brother. So similarly, we are all brothers. And if we are all brothers, if we truly believe from the depth of our hearts that yes, we are brothers, then we will feel hurt. We will not feel happy upon the adversity of our Muslim brother or our Muslim sister. We will feel hurt. If we hear that somebody has passed away, we will feel hurt. If we hear that somebody is ill and sick, we will feel hurt. If we hear that somebody has been diagnosed with cancer, we will feel hurt. If we feel that someone has been divorced, we will feel hurt. Somebody has been robbed, we will feel hurt. Somebody has been killed, we will feel hurt, whether we know that person or not. And similarly, on the basis of the human brotherhood, even if a non-Muslim is suffering and we come to know of that, of his suffering, we will feel hurt. Maybe a little bit less, but we will feel hurt. We will not feel happy. Dr. Iqbal says, manfaat ek hai is qaum ki, nuksan bhi ek. Manfaat nafa. Manfaat nafa. The profit of this nation is one. And the loss of this nation is one. If one person makes profit, everybody will feel happy. They will feel as if they have made the profit. If my nephew graduates as a doctor, I will feel happy because he is my brother's son. My brother's son. My brother's profit is my profit. My brother's success is my success. My brother's happiness will bring happiness in me. And my brother's loss, my brother's adversity is my adversity. It is my loss. So our benefit is one and our loss is one. Our profit is one and our loss is one. Manfaat ek hai is qaum ki, nuksan bhi ek. Our loss is one and our profit is one. Ek hi sab ka nabi, deen bhi, iman bhi ek. Our nabi is one, our deen is one, our iman is one. Haram e paak bhi, Allah bhi, Quran bhi ek. Our haram is one. Our Allah is one and our Quran is one. Everything is one. The only thing that is not one is we. Only if we were one. That is what Dr. Iqbal is saying. Everything is one. The only thing that is not one is the Ummah. Only if we were one, if we were united. Manfaat ek hai is qaum ki, nuksan bhi ek. Ek hi sab ka nabi, deen bhi, iman bhi ek. Haram e paak bhi, Allah bhi, Quran bhi ek. Kuch badi baat thi hote jo musalman bhi ek. Is it difficult for the Muslims to become one? Kuch badi baat thi hote jo musalman bhi ek. Was it difficult for the Ummah to remain as one? Differences will arise. Differences will arise. A very great faqih, he says that I have never seen anyone more better than Imam Shafi'i rahimahullah ta'ala. A faqih says, I have never observed anyone more better than Imam Shafi'i rahimahullah ta'ala. Why? He says that I am a faqih, he is also a faqih, so we sometimes sit down together and we argue. We argue on a particular fiqhi issue. And that argument turns into a debate. And that debate turns into a heated debate. They were sincere people. Sincere people. So their arguments, their heated arguments, their debates, their heated debates did not turn their hearts away from the sincerity that they are supposed to have. Differences of opinion is natural because we are so many in number and we are so different from each other. Allah has created all of us different from each other. If we were not different from each other, then a garden with only one type of flower does not look so nice. This world would not have looked so nice. A different with same type of trees and same type of flowers would not have looked so beautiful. So Allah has made all of us different. Our colors are different. Our features are different. Our habits are different. Our temperaments are different. And it is as a result of these differences we enjoy living in this world. We don't get bored. And it is as a result of these differences Allah tests us. Allah tests us. We will have differences. We have differences with our spouses. In the morning we argue, in the afternoon we are having a cup of tea together. This should be our attitude with one another. Because there we are husband and wife, and here we are brothers. Same. There we are husband and wife, and here we are brothers. She is my wife. It was only a small matter in the morning. I can't let it linger for months and weeks. No, I have to forget and forgive. Forgive and forget. Forget and forgive. That is the attitude we adopt with those people who we assume as ours. My wife, my brother, my father, my sister. I have to forget. I have to look at the wider picture, the bigger picture. He or she has so many other good qualities. So many qualities. This is how we need to behave with each other. And we stick to that difference. If we don't feel comfortable in changing our opinion because of the proofs we have, we stick to our difference. That no, let us agree to disagree. Let us agree. As far as this aspect is concerned, I disagree with you. As far as this aspect is concerned, you are wrong. You are in error as far as this aspect is concerned. Otherwise, you are very nice, alhamdulillah. And I know you are not stubborn. And I know you are not insincere. So this difference that I have between me and you is as a result of your sincerity. You cannot agree with me because your sincerity demands that you stick to what you believe as truth. Alhamdulillah, I have agreed to disagree. Once in a while, now and then, I will try to convert you. I will try to convert you, and you can also try to convert me. That majlis may become heated as well. No problem. No problem. As long as we are discussing that aspect. As soon as that aspect is over, we should become friends. But what happens here is that today we have a difference of opinion and we were friends for 20 years. Today we have difference of opinion. We were friends for 20 years. And as a result of this difference of opinion that we have today, people will read so many things about each other in the social media. He is like this and he is like this and he is like this. Didn't you know all this during the 20 years? When you were having tea together, when you were going for holidays together, when you were having meals together. As a result of this difference of opinion, now you are looking at history that, oh, I know him because I've been with him. Then why did you remain with him for 20 years if he was so bad? And then we go as far as slandering people. Slandering people. Allahu Akbar. And we forget that a day is going to come when we will have to stand in the court of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. We will have to stand in the court of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. My young friends, right from your youth, please mold your hearts and minds to remain with love and unity. Where there is love, there is unity. Where there is no love, there is no unity. And where there is unity, there is strength. And where there is disunity, there is weakness. This is the weakness of the Ummah today, that we are not united. And we are not united because we don't love each other. حُبُّكَ الشَّيْءَ يُعْمِي وَيُسِمُّ Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam says that love makes you blind and deaf. Love makes you deaf and blind. What does that mean? That means when you love somebody, then even when you see a fault, then you try to ignore that fault. No. Ignore it. Even if you hear somebody talking about ill about that person, you will ignore. You will become deaf. So when you take something into notice that, oh, he did this with me. When you hear something, oh, he is like this. That means you lack love. Unity. Unity is what the Ummah needs. Unity is what Ummah needs. Because as a result of unity, the Ummah will become strong. The Ummah will become strong. During the time of Umar radiallahu ta'ala anhu, during the time of Umar radiallahu anhu, he is the Khalif, Umar radiallahu anhu, during his time, a commander-in-chief wrote a letter from the battlefield to Umar radiallahu anhu. And the message contained in this letter was that we are in minority and the enemy is in majority. And we have made mashwara amongst ourselves. We consulted each other and we could not reach a conclusion. There are two opinions. One opinion is that we should move away. For the time being, we should move away until we get support from Amirul Mu'mineen. Because we are very little in number in comparison to the enemy. So we should avoid the battle. And the other opinion is that the Nusra of Allah and the help of Allah will be with us. We should move ahead. We should march forward. And the commander-in-chief wrote that I was unable to come to any conclusion. I am 50-50. So as the Amir, I could not take the decision. So it was decided amongst us that we should put the whole scenario in front of Amirul Mu'mineen. And whatever Amirul Mu'mineen says, we will do. Abu Bakr radiallahu anhu immediately replied to the letter. Because they were waiting for him. Long distance. It used to take weeks to travel. He immediately wrote a letter. And the first thing he wrote was, in the Ra'ya Limithlina Al-Ijtima. He said, the best opinion for people like us. That means those people who believe in Allah. The best opinion for people like us is Al-Ijtima. To stand together and unite. So the first thing all of you need to do is to stand together and unite. Unite with your heart and minds and unite physically also. And thereafter he said, because the like of us who believe in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, if we are united, Allahu Akbar, if we are united, we will never be overpowered by the enemy as a result of our minority. And if we are disunited, we will never overpower the enemy as a result of our majority. Listen carefully to the words of Umar. If we are united, we will never be overpowered by the enemy as a result of our minority. Because unity brings strength. Strength, unity brings the rahmat and the help of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And disunity makes us weak. So if we are disunited, if our hearts are not together, then despite our being in majority, we cannot overpower the enemy. Because the help of Allah will not be with us. The barakat and the blessings will not be with us. We will become weak. Unity, my friends. As I said, we will have differences. We will have differences. There are so many people. But we need to learn to agree to disagree. On this point, I disagree with Sheikh Salim. On this point, I disagree with Sheikh Iqbal. On this point, I disagree with Sheikh Zaid. On this point, I disagree with you. But that doesn't make you bad. Or in your eyes, that should not make me bad. There are so many things we agree upon. There are so many other qualities I see in you. There are so many other qualities that you may be seeing in me. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam disliked disunity so much that whenever he used to hear arguments of two sahabi or two groups of sahaba, Ridwanullahi ta'ala alayhi majmain, he would leave everything on one side and without even spending the time to put his mantle on properly, he would just hold the mantle in his hand and he would rush to the place where the sahaba are arguing. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, through his hikmah and wisdom, created certain disputes amongst the sahaba so that we are able to learn from Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam first hand how important unity is. At one time, a sahabi joked with another sahabi. A sahabi, a muhajir. He joked with another sahabi. Sometimes we joke. We pass a remark. We might just push somebody. We might just tickle somebody. And some people are humorous and the others are very serious. So in this case, the Ansari was a very serious person. He was a gentleman type of person. And this muhajir, he was humorous, so he joked with him. And he didn't like it. So he turned a very serious face towards him and argument started. Why did you do this? You shouldn't have done this. I was only joking with you. And it became a heated argument. So one of them said, Ya lal muhajirin. Ya lal muhajirin. Oh, the group of muhajirin, please come to my help. Come to my help. Argument is taking place here. Please help me. Anything can happen. So the other said, Ya lal ansar. Oh, Ansar, come to my help. Muhajirin and Ansar. These titles were given to them by whom? Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Anas radiyallahu ta'ala anhu was asked by somebody that the title Ansar, the helpers, was it a title that was adopted by you, the people of Ansar? That we are Ansar, we are Ansar, we are Ansar, because you were helping the Muhajirin? Or was this title given to you by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala? Anas radiyallahu ta'ala said, no, bal samman Allah. It is Allah who has given us this title. How mubarak, how blessed, how honorable title. But this title was being used on the wrong place. It was being used as an element of prejudice that we muhajirin are different from the Ansar and we Ansar are different from the muhajirin. Oh, the group of muhajirin, come to my help, come to my assistance. Oh, the group of Ansar, come to my help, come to my assistance. Ya lal muhajirin, ya lal ansar. And this call, ya lal muhajirin, ya lal ansar, fell in the ears of our beloved Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, who was sitting in his tent relaxed with his very close companions. How can we deduce that he was sitting relaxed? Because his top mantle was on the floor. His top mantle was not covering his top part of the body. His sheet that was covering the top part of the body was on the floor. And he was sitting in a relaxed atmosphere with his sahaba Ridwanullahi ta'ala alayhi majmain. And he hears, Ya lal ansar, ya lal muhajirin. He immediately feared disunity amongst the ummah. So he immediately got up, yajurru ridahu, and he was holding the sheet covering his top part of the body. He was just dragging it. He did not even spend time in covering his top part of the body. And he came to the place of the incident and he said, Ma balu da'awal jahiliyyah. Ma balu da'awal jahiliyyah. What is this that I am hearing? The cause of the period of ignorance? It was in the period of ignorance that people used to say, I belong to Quraysh. I belong to Banu Hashim. I belong to Banu Adi. I belong to this. I belong to this. I belong to this group. This is from the period of Jahiliyyah. Now you are not different to each other. You are all one. You are all Muslims. You are all Mu'mins. You are alone. Why are you dividing yourself? Ansar Muhajir. La fadl li Arabiyin ala Ajamiyin, wala li Ajamiyin ala Arabiyin. There is no virtue for an Arab over a non-Arab, and there is no virtue for a non-Arab over an Arab illa bit taqwa, except through taqwa. A black person should not feel superior to the white person, and a white person should not feel superior to the black person. A Pakistani should not feel superior to the Bangladeshi, and Bangladeshi should not feel superior to the Pakistani. A British should not feel superior to an African, and an African should not feel superior to a British. No, there is only one element of superiority, and that is taqwa. And how much taqwa I have, how much taqwa you have, we will know on the day of Qiyamah. So until we are in this world, one cannot assume superiority over anybody else. We will only know in the hereafter who has more taqwa and who has less taqwa. Ma balu da'awal jahiliyyah. What is this? Why am I hearing the calls of the period of jahiliyyah where people used to become divided into two groups, three groups, four groups, and they would call against each other, we and they, we. There is no we and they. You are an Arab, I am a non-Arab, but we are brothers. So it's not we and they. We non-Arabs and you Arabs. No, 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 no. We are brothers. We are brothers. We are all brothers. We are black and you are white. No, 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 no. We are brothers. We are Europeans, you are Africans. No, we are brothers. Let us go from here with this message, my friends. Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, ma balu da'awal jahiliyyah. And then he said, da'uha. Da'uha. Put it aside. This yal al-ansar, yal al-muhajirin, dividing yourselves into two groups. On any basis, on the basis of Pakistani Bangladeshi, on the basis of Indian and Pakistani, on the basis of Pakistani and Bangladeshi, on the basis of white and black, on the basis of Arab and non-Arab, on any basis, do not divide. This is the characteristic of the people of Jahiliyyah. Da'uha, leave it aside. Fa innaha muntina, because it is dirty, it is filthy. It is filthy. Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, throughout his life, he strove to unite the ummah. He strove to unite the ummah, Allahu Akbar. Everything that was to divide the ummah, Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam has made it forbidden. Ghibah, backbiting, it would divide the ummah. If I backbite about you and you come to know that I was backbiting, it will turn you away from me. It will bring division between you and me. So backbiting is haram. Slandering, it would divide us. So it's haram. We will have our differences. So we will become unhappy with each other. We will stop talking. But if we continue, stop talking, then it will divide us. So what did Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam say? Man hajara akhahu fawqa thalas dakhala an-nar. One who will continue stop talking to his Muslim brother. La yahillu li muslimin an yahjura akhahu fawqa thalas. It is not permissible for a Muslim to remain to continue stop talking to his Muslim brother for more than 3 days. فَمَنْ حَجَرَ أَخَاهُ فَوْكَ سَلَاسِ. One who remains and one who continues to stop talking with his Muslim brother for more than 3 days and he dies in that condition, دَخَلَ النَّارِ, he will go straight in the fire of Jahannam. You study the books of Ahadith, you will find that everything that was to bring disunity to the Ummah has been made impermissible by our deen. And everything that was to unite the Ummah has been either made compulsory or at least sunnah or desirable. So that the Ummah can remain united. So that the love can increase between the individuals of the Ummah. So friends, let us go with this resolution, inshallah, that from today we will remain united. We will remain united. Anas radiyallahu ta'ala anhu says, Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam passes away. He departs from this world on Monday morning between Fajr and Zuhr. And there were 17 prayers before the demise of our beloved Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam from the Isha of Thursday that were led by Abu Bakr Siddiq radiyallahu anhu. The last salah that Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam led, last complete salah that Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam led was on Thursday Maghrib time. And after that he was unable to come to the masjid. He became so weak that he was unable to come to the masjid. During other times he came whilst dragging his feet also to the masjid. But it was impossible for him to come because he became unconscious. He regained consciousness. He performed wudu. He became unconscious again. He regained consciousness. He said, are people... have people performed salah? So they said, no, they are waiting for you. Make me perform wudu. So he was made to perform wudu again. And after wudu, he became unconscious again. This happened a few times. Salat, they are still waiting for you. So he said, Muru Aba Bakrin fal yusalli bin nas. I will not be able to make it to the masjid now. And it is inappropriate for people to wait for me for so long because I will inconvenience them. So order Abu Bakr to lead the people. So from Isha on Thursday, Abu Bakr Siddiq radiyallahu anhu became the Imam. And he led that one Salat on Thursday, 5 Salat on Friday, 5 Salat on Saturday, 5 Salat on Sunday. And on Sunday, during the Dhuhr Salat, Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam made an effort and he did come out. And why did he make this effort? He made this effort because Abu Bakr Siddiq radiyallahu ta'ala anhu and Umar and Abbas radiyallahu anhu, they were both passing, going somewhere and they passed by a gathering of the Ansar who had extreme love for Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam and these two found them crying. So they said, why are you crying? They said to Ansar. So they said that we are remembering the time that we used to spend with Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam and we have not seen Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam since Thursday. Thursday we saw him in Maghrib and after that he has not been able to come out. All Friday gone, all Saturday gone and today is Sunday. So either Abbas radiyallahu anhu or Abu Bakr Siddiq radiyallahu anhu, when he went to see Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, because they were from the very close ones, they narrated this incident. So Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam was an embodiment of love. He was great. He was the greatest creation of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. But he would look after everybody so much. He had so much concern for everybody. That just because they felt unhappy that they were unable to see Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he made an effort on Sunday during Zuhr time to come to the masjid so that he can make the Ansar happy. Friends, let us go with this jazba and with this zeal from here that we also want to make our Muslim brothers happy. This is the sunnah of our beloved Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, Inna min ahabbil amal idkhala sururi ala Muslim. From amongst the most beloved amal to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is to bring happiness to a Muslim. And if we have love for each other, we will do this. We will be able to bring happiness. And if we bring happiness, I bring you happiness over and over again, and you bring me happiness over and over again, then unity will remain. The love will increase. Unity will remain. Imagine how ill and sick he was. But when he heard between Fajr and Zohar that the Ansar were hurt and they were missing him, he made this effort and he came for the Zohar Salat. And when he came out for Zohar Salat, Abu Bakr Siddiq radiallahu ta'ala anhu had already started leading the Zohar Salat. He had completed 2 rakat of the Zohar Salat. Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam came out of respect for Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Abu Bakr Siddiq radiallahu anhu moved back. Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam took his place on the musalla and he led the remaining 2 rakat. This is on Sunday. And finally comes Monday. Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam must have known, because a Nabi is informed by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. He is given a choice by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. The Malakul Maut comes to a Nabi and he asks for permission. Can I come and see you? I am Malakul Maut. Yes, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala desires your meeting. And I have come to take you to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam must have known that I am to depart today. So what did he do in Fajr Salat? Despite not having the energy to participate in Salat with Jamaat, he asked his companions, those who were assisting him, his khuddam, that please assist me and take me up till the border of Masjid-e-Nabawi. So his hujra, the apartment of Aisha radiallahu anha was right next to the Masjid-e-Nabawi. So they somehow brought Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam up to the apartment. Up to the borderline of the apartment and the borderline of the masjid. And the curtain that was hanging between the masjid and the hujra of Aisha radiallahu anha was open. Anas radiallahu ta'ala anhu says that when the curtain was opened, the face of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam was shining and it was as beautiful as ever. And he said that when we saw him come out for Fajr Salat, that is when it is very difficult for a sick person in the morning. When we saw him come out for Fajr Salat, we became so happy, we became excited that the health of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is improving now. And he said that we feared that we may break our Salat. Out of happiness, we may rush to him, we may hug him, we may shake hands with him. But he said, no, we continued performing our Salat because we knew our obligation. And we felt that he may join the Salat, but no, he didn't. He stood there for a while and then the curtain was dropped and he went inside. And that was the last we saw of our beloved Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Now the question arises as to why Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam made that extra effort at Fajr time to come and observe the Sahaba at the time of Fajr. Why? Why did Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam do this? The reason was, my friends, that he knew that I am about to depart now. I am about to depart. And the thermometer to see whether everybody is united upon the leadership of Abu Bakr or not is whether they are performing Salat behind him or not. The leading senior Sahaba. Is Umar here for the Salat? Is Ali here? Is Talha here? Is Zubair here? Is Abdul Rahman ibn Auf here? Is Saad ibn Ubadah here? This senior Sahaba. If they were there, then I would go from this world with happiness that yes, I am leaving my Ummah united behind Abu Bakr. It was this reason why he came to the border of the masjid and he glanced at the Sahaba and he was looking whether all the major and the senior Sahaba were performing Salat behind Abu Bakr or not. And when he realized that yes, all of them were there and they were performing Salat, with a very happy heart he departed from this world. My friends, our Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam exerted every effort to unite this Ummah and thereafter to keep it united. And he left injunctions. If we hold fast to them, that will keep the ummah united until the day of Qiyamah. Why, my friends? Because Nabi sallallahu alayhi wasallam knew that it is unity that brings strength. And it is disunity that brings weakness. And weak person cannot survive in front of a strong person. So my friends, we need to unite. Unity. We need unity. Now, when I was very young in India, I was studying the Gujarati medium in India. And I came to this country at the age of 10. So when I was studying in India Gujarati, in school and in college, in school and in madrasa, we are taught stories which have morals. And this is a very, very well-known story, which majority of you will know. It is only a reminder. It's a very nice story. And in that story, in that moral for unity, how important unity is and how unity brings strength. The story was that there was a father and he had three sons. And they would always quarrel. And a time came when the father was on his deathbed. So he was on his deathbed, so he started worrying about his sons. So he said, he asked somebody to bring a bundle of sticks, bundle of wooden sticks. He said, bring the bundle of wooden sticks. He ordered one of his workers to do that. And he called all the three sons. And he said to the youngest one, that can you break the sticks into two parts? Can you break it into two parts? So it was a bundle, and he tried, but he did not succeed. So he said, give it to your older brother. He is more stronger, he may be able to do it. He tried, but he couldn't do it. So he said, now give it to your oldest brother. He tried, but he couldn't do it also. So thereafter the father said, now open the bundle. Open the bundle, and all three of you share the sticks. And one by one, all three of you put together, break the sticks. So one by one, they started breaking them. So the father said, there is moral for you in it. If you remain alone, you will have to face all the problems alone. And that problem will be very big for you. You will not be able to handle that problem. And if all three of you remain united, then the big problem will become small because all three of you are taking the challenge on your shoulders. Similarly, my friends, if we remain united as a family, if we remain united as a household, if we remain united as a community, Upton Lane community, Plashett Grove community, Highfields community in Leicester, as a community, if we remain united as the Ummah, if we remain united as a madrasa, if we remain united as a masjid, if we remain united as a jamaat, tabligh jamaat, relief jamaat, Jamaat of any time, group, a movement. If we remain united, my friends, then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will make us so strong that shaitan or any shaitan, nafs, anything that will come our way, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will defeat it. Allah will overpower it. But if we disunite, then my friends, neither of the parties will be able to become successful. Because both parties will become weak. And when both parties become weak, then the help of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala leaves both parties, and as a result, this party is overpowered in this world and it loses everything in the hereafter as well. I hope all my brothers will go from here with this deal that we want to bring unity amongst ourselves and amongst other people around us. Let us not talk and let us not discuss and let us not send in the social media those things that will bring disunity. Let us send those things in social media. Let us send those messages. Let us send those news. Let us talk about those things that will bring unity amongst the ummah, amongst the community. And in order to bring unity, we need to create love in our hearts. So let us also follow the lessons our Nabi sallallahu alayhi wasallam has taught in bringing love. How can we bring love in our hearts? One thing we need to do is that we follow the whole deen of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Whole deen of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Inna alladhina amanu wa amilu salihat sayaj'alu lahumur rahmanu wudda. Those people who accept iman wa amilu salihat, and those people who carry out good deeds, sayaj'alu lahumur rahmanu wudda. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will create for them love in the hearts of other people. And when Allah will create love for us in the hearts of other people, that will be as a result of our loving them, because that is Amal-e-Saleh. So this is the first thing we need to do. The second thing that will bring love in our hearts for each other is akhlaq. Akhlaq. We behave with everybody with politeness, with good morals. And from amongst the akhlaq, the most important khuluq, the most important characteristic that we need to have in order to attract love and in order to become loving is tawadu. Tawadu. Because Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam says, Man tawadha alillahi rafa'ahullah. One who becomes humble only for the pleasure of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, Allah will elevate him. And a person can only be elevated if he has love for other people and if other people love him. So this is number two. And number three, we help people. وَتَعَاوَنُوا عَلَى الْبِرِّ وَالتَّقْوَى. We assist each other, we help each other remaining within the boundaries of Sharia. That will also bring, create love. Why? Because it is human nature. Al-insanu abdul ihsan. A human becomes this servant of favor. When somebody does favor to him, he automatically begins to love him. Three things. Number four is that do not have greed towards those things that other people have. So do not beg from people, do not ask things from people, and indirectly, directly. And purify your heart in such a way that Alhamdulillah, if this brother has this, it is good for him. I don't want it from him. Because Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala's Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, Wazhad fima inda nas, yuhibbuka nas. If you turn your face away from the possessions of other people, then other people will begin to believe you. Number five, give each other gifts. So if somebody is turning his face away from you, give him gift, small gift, a bottle of perfume, something small, a packet of crisp, a chocolate. Tahadu tahabbu. Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam says that give each other gifts. As a result, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will enlighten your hearts with love for each other. And finally, number six, salam. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. Whether the opponent likes it or not, say assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. Assalamu. If he tries to ignore you, and there are two entrances to the masjid, sometimes we have a very wide masjid, so there is one door here and the other door here, and you can see through the glass that somebody is coming from that side and somebody is going from this side, and if his gaze falls on you, then you are entering from this and he is going out from there. So make a U-turn and go there and say Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. Whether he replies or not, whether he likes it or not, Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh is an effective tool to enlighten the heart of the opponent with your love. He will be compelled to love because Allah will make him love you. Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, La tadkhulul jannata hatta tu'minu, wa la tu'minu hatta tahabbu. You will not be able to enter Jannah until you become complete believers. And you will not be able to become complete believers until you love each other. Awala adullukum ala shay'in idha fa'altumuhu tahabbtum. Shall I not teach you something which if you begin to practice, you will love each other? Yes, please, let us know. Afshu salama baynakum. Spread salam amongst you. Spread salam. Salam will enlighten our hearts with love. Once the hearts are enlightened with love, my friends, unity is automatic. And once unity comes, strength will come. And when strength comes, then the help of Allah and the nusra of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will come. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala accept us all. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala grant us all the tawfiq to follow whatever we have heard, whatever we have said. And may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala accept this annual da'wah conference organized by At-Taqwa Academy. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala grant immense reward to Maulana Muhammad Ali Zida Majduhum and his whole team. And may Allah grant all of us the reward as well for participating. And may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala make this a means of our forgiveness. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala grant more barakah to the work of At-Taqwa Academy. Make it a means of ilm, hidayah, his love spreading throughout the corners of the world. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala unite us all on haq. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala unite the whole ummah on haq. And may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala safeguard all of us from disunity and everything that leads to disunity. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala grant cure to sick and ill people, especially our near, dear ones, our pious akabir. And may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala remove the difficulties of all those who are in difficulty. And may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala grant each and every one of us, all our associates, all our dear and near ones, all those who have asked us to make dua for them, and the whole ummah, every individual of the ummah, the khair of this world and the khair of the hereafter. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala unite us over and over again in London, in Leicester, in the Haramain Sharifain, only for His pleasure. And may Allah eventually and ultimately unite us, all of us, in Jannatul Firdaus with the Anbiya, the Siddiqeen, the Shuhada and the Salihin. Wa akhiru da'wana alhamdulillahi rabbil alameen. Wa sallallahu ala nabiyyina Muhammad wa ala alihi wa ashabihi ajma'in.
أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. قل أعوذ برب الناس، ملك الناس، إله الناس، من شر الوسواس الخناس، الذي يوسوس في صدور الناس من الجنة والناس. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. الحمد لله رب العالمين، الرحمن الرحيم، مالك يوم الدين، إياك نعبد وإياك نستعين، اهدنا الصراط المستقيم، صراط الذين أنعمت عليهم غير المغضوب عليهم ولا الضالين. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. ألف لام ميم. ذلك الكتاب لا ريب فيه، هدى للمتقين الذين يؤمنون بالغيب ويقيمون الصلاة ومما رزقناهم ينفقون، والذين يؤمنون بما أنزل إليك وما أنزل من قبلك وبالآخرة هم يوقنون، أولئك على هدى من ربهم وأولئك هم المفلحون. صدق الله العظيم.
ما شاء الله، مبارك مبارك مبارك. All those brothers who have been blessed by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala with the blessing of the Quran, and who have been able to enlighten their hearts with the memorization of the Quran, if due to our negligence we have forgotten part of the Quran or the whole Quran, then let us repent and find some time in our daily routine or weekly routine whereby we are able to rememorize the Quran. Because the virtues that we find in the ahadith for the huffaz of the Quran, those virtues are for those people who become huffaz of the Quran and who remain huffaz of the Quran and who are resurrected on the day of Quran as huffaz of the Quran. Qari Rahim Bakhsh Sahib Rahimahullah Ta'ala, a very great Qari of his time, he used to say that only that person has the right to call himself a hafiz of the Quran who is able to recite the whole Quran in one go without referring to it. Because hafiz of the Quran means the person who has put the whole Quran to memory. So if after every one juz you have to refer to it, then you are not hafiz of the Quran. And he was so particular regarding this matter that if someone by mistake mentioned to him that I am hafiz of the Quran, he would immediately say, recite from this juz. He would immediately start taking his exam. And if he failed, he would say that in future, don't call yourself Hafiz of the Quran. So mashallah, an announcement or introduction, it's very simple to listen to the introduction that now a student will be completing the Quran who has recited the whole Quran in one go. Fine. Very difficult. Only that person will be able to do that upon whom Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala showers His special mercies. It's not easy to recite the whole Quran in one go and with only 6 mistakes. And what made me very happy is that this is the first student at Al-Taqwa Academy who has taken admission and he had completed the Quran elsewhere and he came to strengthen his Quran. So he did his completions over and over again. So this was the first student of the Quran who has completed the Quran at Taqwa Academy from one aspect. And Alhamdulillah, the first student was able to reach this goal that he was able to recite in one majlis. So we take a good omen that inshallah every student of at Taqwa Academy, when he completes, he will be able to recite the whole Quran in one go. So please, my brothers, and the rest of the other brothers who are not Hafiz of the Quran, attach yourself to the Quran by reciting the Quran daily, even if it is only one ruku. Everybody will do that, inshallah. Do that. Duas are accepted upon the completion of the Quran. So turn to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and ask from Him whatever you want. Alhamdulillahi Rabbil Alameen, wal aqibatu lil muttaqeen, was salatu was salamu ala rasulihi sayyidina wa maulana Muhammadin wa ala alihi wa ashabihi ajma'in. Rabbana zalamna anfusana wa illam taghfir lana wa tarhamna lanakunanna minal khasirin. Rabbana ighfir lana wa tub alayna innaka antat tawwabur rahim. Ya musarrif al qulub, sarrif qulubana ala ta'atik. Ya muqallib al qulub, thabbit qulubana ala dinik. اللهم احفظنا من كل بلاء الدنيا وعذاب الآخرة اللهم آت نفوسنا تقواها وزكها أنت خير من زكاها أنت وليها ومولاها اللهم أصلح لنا شأننا كله ولا تكلنا إلى أنفسنا طرفة عين ولا تنزع منا صالح ما أعطيتنا اللهم وفقنا لما تحب وترضى واجعل آخرتنا خيرا من الأولى اللهم زيننا بزينة الإيمان واجعلنا هداة مهتدين اللهم رب ارحمهما كما ربياني صغيرا اللهم اجعل حركاتنا وسكناتنا كلها في محبتك وتقواك اللهم لا تؤمنا مكرك ولا تنسنا ذكرك ولا تهتك عنا سترك ولا تجعلنا من الغافلين اللهم اجعل وساوس قلوبنا خشيتك وذكرك واجعل همتنا وهوانا فيما تحب وترضى اللهم اجعل حبك أحب الأشياء إلينا اللهم اجعل حبك أحب الأشياء إلينا اللهم اجعل حبك أحب الأشياء إلينا اللهم اجعل حبك أحب إلينا من أنفسنا ومن أهلنا ومن الماء البارد اللهم إنا نسألك حبك وحب من يحبك اللهم إنا نسألك الرضاء بالقضاء وبرد العيش بعد الموت ولذة النظر إلى وجهك والشوق إلى لقائك اللهم إنا نعوذ بك من ضراء مضرة ومن فتنة مضلة اللهم إنا نسألك إيمانا لا يرتد ونعيما لا ينفد ومرافقة نبينا محمد صلى الله عليه وآله وسلم في أعلى درجة الجنة جنة الخلد اللهم اجعل خير أعمالنا خواتيمها وخير أعمارنا أواخرها وخير أيامنا يوم نلقاك فيه يا ولي الإسلام وأهله ثبتنا به حتى نلقاك ثبتنا به حتى نلقاك ثبتنا به حتى نلقاك اللهم من أحييته منا فأحيه على الإسلام ومن توفيته منا فتوفه على الإيمان اللهم إنا نسألك من فضلك العظيم اللهم افتح لنا أبواب رحمتك اللهم إنا نسألك الهدى والتقى والعفاف والغنى اللهم اشف مرضانا وارحم موتانا اللهم إنا نسألك حسن الختام والعفو عما سلف وكان اللهم إنا نسألك حسن الختام اللهم إنا نسألك حسن الختام والعفو عما سلف وكان اللهم اجعلنا من التوابين ومن المتطهرين ومن عبادك الصالحين ومن أوليائك المقربين الصديقين ومن العلماء الربانيين اللهم اجعلنا من خدام دينك وعشاقك وعشاق حبيبك محمد صلى الله عليه وسلم اللهم اغفر للمؤمنين والمؤمنات والمسلمين والمسلمات اللهم ألف بين قلوبهم وأصلح ذات بينهم وانصرهم على عدوك وعدوهم اللهم اجمع كلمتهم على الحق اللهم اجمع كلمتهم على الحق اللهم اجمع كلمتهم على الحق اللهم وحد صفوفهم اللهم وحد صفوفهم اللهم وحد صفوفهم اللهم أنقذ إخواننا المسلمين المظلومين في كل مكان اللهم احفظ الحرمين الشريفين والمسجد الأقصى المبارك واجعل اللهم آمنة مطمئنة وسائر بلاد المسلمين اللهم آنس وحشتنا في قبورنا اللهم ارحمنا بالقرآن العظيم واجعله لنا إماما ونورا وهدى ورحمة اللهم ذكرنا منه ما نسينا وعلمنا منه ما جهلنا وارزقنا تلاوته آناء الليل وآناء النهار واجعله لنا حجة يا رب العالمين اللهم اجعلنا ممن يحل حلاله ويحرم حرامه ويقيم حدوده اللهم اجعل القرآن العظيم ربي قلوبنا وجلاء أحزاننا وذهاب غمومنا وهمومنا وقائدنا وسائقنا إلى جنات النعيم ربنا آتنا في الدنيا حسنة وفي الآخرة حسنة وقنا عذاب النار يا أرحم الراحمين يا أرحم الراحمين يا أرحم الراحمين have mercy upon us O Arhamur Rahimeen, have mercy upon us. O Arhamur Rahimeen, have mercy upon us. O Arhamur Rahimeen, forgive our sins. O Arhamur Rahimeen, forgive our minor sins. Forgive our major sins. Forgive the sins of our parents. Forgive the sins of our families. Forgive the sins of our relatives. Forgive the sins of our friends, associates. Forgive the sins of the whole Ummah. O Arhamur Rahimeen, forgive the sins of the whole Ummah. O Arhamur Rahimeen, you are most forgiving. O Arhamur Rahimeen, you are most beneficent. O Arhamur Rahimeen, you are most merciful. O Arhamur Rahimeen, forgive the sins of the whole Ummah. Forgive the sins of the whole Ummah. Forgive the sins of the whole Ummah. Forgive the sins of the whole gathering. Forgive the sins of all the participants. Forgive the sins of all our dear and near ones. O Arhamur Rahimeen, O Arhamur Rahimeen, forgive our sins and grant us the tawfiq to remain steadfast on Sirat-e Mustaqim. O Arhamur Rahimeen, O Arhamur Rahimeen, for as long as we live in this world, O Arhamur Rahimeen, keep us steadfast on your deen. And when you take us from this world, take us with Iman. Take us with Husne Khatima. O Arhamur Rahimeen, take us with your special friendship. O Arhamur Rahimeen, take us with the Kalima emanating from our tongues. La ilaha illallah, Muhammadur Rasulullah. O Arhamur Rahimeen, enlighten our hearts with your love. Enlighten our hearts with Iman, enlighten our hearts with the love of your Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, enlighten our hearts with the Quran, enlighten our hearts with your remembrance. O Arhamur Rahimeen, O Arhamur Rahimeen, O Arhamur Rahimeen, grant us your recognition. O Arhamur Rahimeen, grant us your nearness. O Arhamur Rahimeen, grant us your pleasure. O Arhamur Rahimeen, grant us your everlasting pleasure. O Arhamur Rahimeen, grant us your everlasting pleasure. O Arhamur Rahimeen, become happy with us. Rahimeen, become happy with us. O Arhamur Rahimeen, grant us refuge from your displeasure. Grant us refuge from your unhappiness. O Arhamur Rahimeen, grant us the tawfiq to do everything that brings your pleasure. O Arhamur Rahimeen, grant us the tawfiq to abstain from everything that that brings your displeasure. O Arhamur Rahimeen, grant us Husna Khatima. O Arhamur Rahimeen, save us from the horrors of the grave. O Arhamur Rahimeen, grant us shade under your throne on the day of Qiyamah. O Arhamur Rahimeen, save us from the horrors of the day of Qiyamah. O Arhamur Rahimeen, grant us our book of deeds in our right hands. Make our reckoning easy for us. O Arhamur Rahimeen, include us amongst those people who will enter Jannah without any reckoning. O Arhamur Rahimeen, make Pul Sirat easy for us. O Arhamur Rahimeen, save us from the fire of Jahannam. Save us from the fire of Jahannam. Save us from the fire of Jahannam. O Arhamur Rahimeen, grant us entry into Jannah with the Anbiya, with the Siddiqeen, with the Shuhada, and with the Saliheen. O Arhamur Rahimeen, save us from your anger. Save us from your wrath. O Arhamur Rahimeen, save us from your curse. Save us from those things which bring your anger, wrath, and curse. O Arhamur Rahimeen, O Arhamur Rahimeen, O Arhamur Rahimeen, include us amongst your special friends. O Arhamur Rahimeen, O Arhamur Rahimeen, grant us the tawfiq to remain steadfast on your deen. O Arhamur Rahimeen, connect our hearts with yourself. Ilaha Alameen, connect our hearts to you. Ilaha Alameen, connect our hearts with you. O Arhamur Rahimeen, O Arhamur Rahimeen, grant us cure from every illness we are suffering from. O Arhamur Rahimeen, save us from every adversity in this world and the hereafter. O Arhamur Rahimeen, grant us every good of this world and the hereafter. Save us from every evil of this world and the hereafter. O Arhamur Rahimeen, fulfill all our needs of this world and the hereafter. O Arhamur Rahimeen, enlighten our hearts with Hidayah. Enlighten our hearts with Hidayah. Enlighten our hearts with Hidayah. O Arhamur Rahimeen, enlighten our hearts with correct, reliable, authentic knowledge of Deen. O Arhamur Rahimeen, whatever we have learned, grant us the tawfiq to follow and practice. O Arhamur Rahimeen, grant us the tawfiq to do everything according to the ways shown by your Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. O Arhamur Rahimeen, grant us the tawfiq to carry out every deed with full sincerity. O Arhamur Rahimeen, O Arhamur Rahimeen, save us from every evil of the heart. O Arhamur Rahimeen, enlighten our hearts with every good quality. O Arhamur Rahimeen, grant this conference immense acceptance in your court. O Arhamur Rahimeen, grant acceptance to each and every person who has participated. Grant acceptance to each and every person who has presented himself here. Ilaha Alameen, grant acceptance to the speakers. Grant acceptance to the listeners. O Arhamur Rahimeen, grant acceptance to those people who are attentive, and grant those people acceptance also who are negligent. O Arhamur Rahimeen, make this conference a means of Hidayah spreading throughout the world. O Arhamur Rahimeen, O Arhamur Rahimeen, O Arhamur Rahimeen, include us from amongst your most beloved ones. Include us from amongst your most near ones. O Arhamur Rahimeen, O Arhamur Rahimeen, include us from amongst your special awliya. O Arhamur Rahimeen, O Arhamur Rahimeen, every good thing which your Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam has seek from you, grant it to us. Every evil from which your Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam has seek refuge, grant us refuge from it. O Arhamur Rahimeen, every person who has requested us to make dua for them, or who expect us to make dua for them, O Arhamur Rahimeen, grant them the best of this world and the hereafter, and fulfill all their lawful needs. O Arhamur Rahimeen, the young student of At-Taqwa Academy who has completed the Quran today, O Arhamur Rahimeen, enlighten his hearts more with the words of the Quran, and with the meanings of the Quran, and with the ulum and the ma'arif of the Quran. O Arhamur Rahimeen, include him amongst the ulama-i Rabbaniyin. O Arhamur Rahimeen, make him the embodiment of both ilm and amal. O Arhamur Rahimeen, make him sadaqai jariya for his teachers, for his parents, for all of us. O Arhamur Rahimeen, make him the beacon of light for the whole ummah. O Arhamur Rahimeen, O Arhamur Rahimeen, grant acceptance to At-Taqwa Academy and all its activities, and all its staff and all its students, and all those people who assist. O Arhamur Rahimeen, O Arhamur Rahimeen, grant each and every person best of rewards in this world and the hereafter, who have made this conference successful, and who have assisted in whatever way possible towards this conference. Rabbana taqabbal minna innaka antas samiul alim wa tub alayna innaka antat tawwabur rahim. Rabbi ighfir warham wa anta khairur rahimin. Subhana rabbika rabbil izzati amma yasifun wa salamun alal mursalin walhamdulillahi rabbil alamin wa akhiru da'wana anil hamdulillahi rabbil alamin bi rahmatika ya arhamar rahim.